Chapter 10, Mobile Defense. This chapter first discusses mobile defense and its general considerations. It then discusses organization of forces and control measures. Lastly, this chapter discusses how to plan, prepare, and execute a mobile defense. General considerations for a mobile defense. A mobile defense focuses on defeating or destroying enemy forces by allowing them to advance to a point where the striking force can conduct a decisive counterattack. The area defense, on the other hand, focuses on retaining terrain by absorbing an attacking force into an interlocked series of positions where units destroy the attacking force largely by fires. Units smaller than a division do not normally conduct a mobile defense because of their limited capabilities to conduct multiple engagements throughout the width and depth of an assigned area while simultaneously resourcing forces for striking, fixing, and reserve. Typically, the striking force in a mobile defense may consist of one-half to two-thirds of the defender's combat power. BCTs and smaller units generally conduct an area defense or a delay as part of the fixing force as units shape the enemy force's penetration, or they attack as part of the striking force. Alternatively, they can constitute a portion of the reserve. The mission variables may dictate that a unit conducts a mobile defense when defending against an enemy force with greater combat power but less mobility. The following circumstances favor when to conduct a mobile defense. The defending force possesses equal or greater mobility than the enemy force. The frontage assigned exceeds the defending force's capability to establish an effective area or positional defense. The depth of the assigned area encourages attacking enemy forces to overextend and move into unfavorable positions where they are vulnerable to a counterattack. Time for preparing defensive positions is limited. Sufficient armored, striker, aviation, army, and joint fires are available to allow rapid concentration of combat power. The assigned area lacks well-defined avenues of approach and consists largely of flat, open terrain. The mission does not require denying the enemy specific terrain. Units conducting a mobile defense anticipate enemy penetrations into defended areas and use obstacles and defensive positions to shape and control penetrations. They also use counterattacks either to draw enemy forces into entering planned penetration areas or to deceive the enemy commander as to the nature of the defense. Risks associated with the conduct of a mobile defense include: the fixing force may be isolated and defeated in detail because of the need to resource the striking force to the detriment of the fixing force. Enemy operations may impair the ability of the striking force to react at critical points. The enemy force may not move into the area intended by the defending commander. The attacking enemy force may retain some momentum as it approaches desired engagement areas. The defending force may not gain a timely, accurate picture of the attacking enemy force's locations and dispositions required by the striking force to execute the main effort. The decentralized operations required in a mobile defense may increase potential for friendly fire incidents. Command and control systems improve the ability of the friendly force to gain and maintain a COP, which reduces the risk associated with this type of defense. Just as in an area defense, commanders of a mobile defense consider how their operations impact the civilian population within the assigned area. The impact of the population is of more concern during a mobile defense than it is during an area defense because the scope of maneuver and tempo of operations is much larger. Civilian attempts to avoid advancing enemy formations and locations where combat occurs will impede the ground maneuver of defending units unless commanders account for their presence and provide alternative routes for dislocated civilians. Units communicate these routes to the civilian population using various means to ensure they receive the information. Ideally, local nation civilian or military organizations provide civilian traffic regulations and immediate essential services along those civilian evacuation routes, along with the other five primary stability tasks. However, if the local nation cannot perform these tasks, the defending unit will have to perform them. Screening of civilians by units is necessary in this case to preclude enemy agents from using these routes to infiltrate friendly defensive positions. At all times, commanders must meet legal obligations to local civilian populations. Organization of forces for a mobile defense. Units organize the main body into two principal groups, the fixing force and the striking force. In a mobile defense, reconnaissance and security, reserve and sustaining forces accomplish the same tasks as in an area defense. Units adjust their task organization before committing subordinate units to combat. A fixing force is a force designated to supplement the striking force by preventing the enemy from moving from a specific area for a specific time. The fixing force is used to hold attacking enemy forces in position by canalizing attacking enemy forces into engagement areas and to retain areas from which to launch the striking force. A fixing force is organized with the minimum combat power needed to accomplish its mission. The fixing force turns, blocks, and delays an attacking enemy force. It tries to shape an enemy penetration or contain an enemy force's advance. Typically, it has most of the countermobility assets of the defending unit. The fixing force may conduct defensive actions over considerable depth within the MBA. However, it must be prepared to stop and hold terrain on short notice to assist the striking force on its commitment. The operations of the fixing force establish the conditions for a decisive attack by the striking force at a favorable location. The fixing force sets the condition for the striking force. The fixing force executes its portion of the defense by combining an area defense and a delaying action. The striking force is a dedicated counterattack force in a mobile defense constituted with the bulk of available combat power. The commander's most critical decisions are when, where, and under what conditions they should commit the striking force. The striking force contains the maximum combat power available to commanders at the time of its counterattack. This is the main effort for the unit during the mobile defense. The striking force is a combined arms force that has greater combat power and mobility than the force it seeks to defeat or destroy. Units consider the effects of surprise when determining the relative combat power of their striking forces and their targeted enemy units. The striking force is normally task-organized with all support and sustainment assets before its commitment. Units should position mobility-enhancing assets near the lead elements of their striking forces. A striking force is the key to a successful mobile defense. All its contingencies relate to its attack. If the opportunity does not exist to commit the striking force, the defending unit repositions forces to establish the conditions for success. The striking force must have mobility equal to or greater than that of its targeted enemy force. It can obtain this mobility through task organization, counter-mobility operations to slow and disrupt enemy movements, and mobility operations to facilitate the rapid shifting of friendly formations. The striking force requires access to multiple routes because an attacking enemy force normally denies the defending force freedom of action. Resourcing a reserve in a mobile defense is difficult and requires commanders to analyze risk. The unit must balance the size of the reserve with taking forces away from either the fixing or strike force. Commanders generally plan priorities for the reserve to prevent the fixing force from failing or to exploit the success of the striking force. Control measures for a mobile defense. Since the mobile defense is the combination of a unit conducting an area defense and a separate unit conducting a counterattack, it takes control measures from both. These control measures include designating assigned areas of the fixing and striking forces with their associated boundaries, BPs, and phase lines. Units designate a LD or a line of contact as part of the graphic control measures for the striking force. They may designate an axis of advance for the striking force. Units can designate attack by fire or support by fire positions. They use engagement areas, TRPs, TAIs, and FPFs as necessary. They designate NAIs to focus the efforts of reconnaissance and surveillance assets. This allows units to determine an enemy force's course of action. Units also designate checkpoints, contact points, passage routes, and passage lanes for use by reconnaissance and surveillance assets, security units, and the striking force. Commanders provide the striking force commander with control measures to focus the striking force at the decisive time and place and to deconflict fires with the fixing force. At a minimum, the striking force commander needs to know decision points that lead to the commitment of the striking force, the limit of advance, and boundaries of the striking force's assigned area. If the overall commander imposes either an axis of attack or a direction of attack as a control measure, that higher echelon commander restricts the striking force commander's freedom of maneuver. However, such restrictions may be necessary to avoid contact with enemy forces that could distract the striking force from accomplishing its primary mission. Units may have to determine and transmit these control measures rapidly for subordinates to take advantage of an opportunity to commit the striking force in the counterattack. Units also develop graphics that help them recover the defense's integrity if the striking force is not successful in its attack. Appendix A explains these control measures. Planning a mobile defense. The key to a successful mobile defense is the integration and synchronization of all available assets to maximize the combat power of the defending unit, particularly the striking force. Units integrate and synchronize their plans to deliver combined effects at decisive times and places. In a mobile defense, units may take advantage of terrain or obscurance to hide a striking force until the enemy force's forward elements pass the striking force. Until committed, the striking force maintains a defense. This technique closely resembles the use of stay-behind forces. Similarly, commanders may order friendly units inadvertently bypassed by enemy forces not to break out immediately so that they may capitalize on their position to destroy enemy forces. A mobile defense gives enemy forces an opportunity to conduct a limited penetration or advance along a limited frontage with a portion of their forces. Units conducting a mobile defense employ minimal forces as the fixing force. This generally allows enemy forces to penetrate or cross an obstacle in at least one location. Once this occurs, the fixing force isolates and fixes the enemy penetration. Once the penetration is fixed, defending units launch a counterattack by using the striking force to destroy the fixed enemy. Units may also choose this variation when an enemy force is likely to use weapons of mass destruction. Movement and maneuver. The ability to maintain the mobility advantage of a defending force is an important aspect of the mobile defense. This mobility advantage may result from or be enhanced by counter-mobility actions directed against an attacking enemy force. In the mobile defense plan, units ensure their reserves and striking force have freedom of maneuver. Simultaneously, the fixing forces restrict the enemy's mobility and momentum while guiding or forcing the enemy into areas that favor the defense. Most counter-mobility assets support the operations of the fixing force. Most mobility assets support the operations of the striking force. Situational obstacles provide a tremendous advantage to defending forces in a mobile defense. These obstacles are a combat multiplier because they enable economy of force measures. Units use situational obstacles to exploit enemy vulnerabilities, exploit success, separate enemy follow-on forces, and provide flank protection. Fires. The carefully planned indirect fires of all weapons is the basis for an effective mobile defense. The striking force conducts the main effort in a mobile defense. It requires continuous and concentrated fire support. Commanders weight their main effort in part by allocating field artillery and other weapon systems to it. They rapidly shift indirect fire support from the fixing force to the striking force. These fire support systems do not have to move with the striking force if it remains within supporting range. Units plan to move their fire support assets to locations where they can support the fixing and strike force. Fire support assets, especially when employing precision munitions, can partially compensate for a lack of maneuver forces in the striking force. Units take precautions to prevent fratricide as the striking force approaches the fixing force's engagement areas by establishing RFLs while supporting air and artillery assets interdict enemy movements. Sustainment. When planning to sustain the mobile defense, planners must look beyond the fixing force's supporting effort to support the striking force's counterattack. The greater the distance the striking force must cover when moving from its assembly area to its final objective, the greater the amount of supplies needed to support that move. Once committed, units in the striking force require priority of fuel, ammunition, and maintenance support over comparable units in the fixing force. Units establish casualty treatment and evacuation procedures for both the fixing force and the striking force. The fixing force will likely suffer a higher percentage of casualties than the striking force as it absorbs the enemy force's attack. When the striking force must move a considerable distance from its assembly area, units should consider establishing a tactical assembly area near the fixing force prior to the assault on the enemy. Commanders weigh the benefits of establishing these bases against the cost in terms of combat power or effort diverted from the support mission to secure intermediate staging bases before establishing them. See ATP 3-35 for additional information on intermediate staging bases. Preparing a mobile defense. Preparations for a mobile defense include developing the fixing force's defensive positions and engagement areas. Units aggressively use information collection assets to track enemy forces as they approach. Engineers participate in conducting route and area reconnaissance to find and classify existing routes. They improve existing routes and open new routes for use during the battle by the striking force. They also conduct counter-mobility and survivability operations for the fixing force. The striking force assembles in one or more areas depending on the width of the assigned area, the terrain, enemy capabilities, and their commander's intent. Before the enemy attack begins, the striking force may deploy some or all of its elements forward in the MBA to deceive the enemy force regarding the purpose of the striking force, occupy dummy BPs, create a false impression of unit boundaries, which is important when operating with a mix of armored, striker, and light infantry forces or multinational forces, conduct reconnaissance of routes between the striking force's assembly areas and potential objectives. The enemy force attempts to discover the strength, composition, and location of units that constitute the fixing force and the striking force. Units use protective measures, such as security forces and OPSEC, to deny the enemy force information. Friendly units use those measures to degrade the collection capabilities of enemy reconnaissance and surveillance assets. Commanders routinely reposition units to mislead the enemy force and to protect the friendly force. In addition, units incorporate OPSEC, tactical deception, and other protective measures into plans and preparations. They attempt to portray an area of defense to the enemy force while hiding the striking force. Executing a mobile defense. The first two steps of the tactical framework are normally done by the fixing force. The finish step is normally the mobile defense's main effort, while the follow-through step is normally a branch or sequel operation done by both forces. Units executing a mobile defense maintain the flexibility to yield terrain and shape the enemy penetration. They may even entice the enemy force by appearing to uncover an objective of strategic or operational value to the enemy force. The striking force maneuvers to conduct the main effort, the counterattack, once the results of the actions of the fixing force shape the situation to meet the commander's intent. Find the enemy. Units conducting a mobile defense focus on discovering the enemy's strength and exact locations to facilitate the effectiveness of the striking force. The security force, guard or cover, or the fixing force confirms the enemy force's course of action and the main avenues of approach used by the enemy force. Commanders normally task other information collection assets to determine the location of enemy reserves and follow-on forces. Early detection of an enemy force's main effort provides units with reaction time to adjust their fixing force's positions and shape the enemy penetration, which in turn provides the time necessary to commit the striking force. The striking force commander requires timely updates of the enemy situation to ensure that the striking force engages the enemy force at the right location and time. While conducting delaying tasks, the security force determines what routes the enemy force is using, where the enemy force is strong or weak, and where gaps exist within enemy formations. This information aids units in seizing the initiative by identifying opportunities. Further, it helps direct the striking force along the path of least resistance as it maneuvers to employ its combat power at the critical time and place. Fix the enemy. In a mobile defense, units conduct supporting efforts to disrupt the enemy force's commitment of reserves and follow-on echelons into the battle. These supporting efforts create the conditions for committing the striking force by isolating the object of the striking force and destroying the enemy force's key command and control nodes, logistics resupply units, and reserves. Whenever possible, units sequence these supporting efforts, including the use of electromagnetic warfare, so that their effects coincide with the commitment of the striking force. To generate a tempo that temporarily paralyzes enemy C2, units increase the intensity of these supporting efforts on the commitment of the striking force. Units continue to conduct supporting efforts once the striking force commits to prevent enemy forces outside the objective area from interfering with the decisive counterattack. Fixing the enemy force establishes conditions necessary for the main effort by the striking force. Typically, commanders of the defending force allow the enemy force to penetrate the MBA before the striking force attacks. The fixing force may employ a combination of area defense, delay, and strong point techniques to shape the enemy penetration. The intent of the fixing force is not necessarily to defeat the enemy force, but to shape the penetration of the enemy force to facilitate a decisive counterattack by the striking force. Commanders ensure that the missions and task organization of subordinate units within the fixing force are consistent with the concept for preventing the enemy penetration. Defensive positions within the fixing force may not be contiguous, since the fixing force contains only the minimum essential combat power to accomplish its mission. In a mobile defense, units retain ground only to facilitate the commitment of the striking force. Units can yield ground to make the enemy commander think that their attack is successful, or to entice the enemy to move to a point where the striking force can attack. The fixing force's use of obstacles supports this shaping effort and helps it gain a mobility advantage over enemy forces. During a mobile defense, commanders may need to commit the reserve to reinforce the fixing force and help shape the battlefield. They position their reserves so they can effectively react to the enemy force's most likely and most dangerous course of action. Without a reserve, commanders assume significant risk in attempting to shape enemy penetrations. Circumstances may also force them to employ elements of the striking force to assist the fixing force. If that occurs, units can use available long-range fire support assets and attack helicopters. These assets allow them to rapidly disengage and shift support during the striking force's commitment. Finish the enemy. Commanders' situational understanding is critical in establishing the conditions that initiate the striking force's movement and in determining the general area that serves as a focus for the counterattack. Situational understanding includes identifying those points in time and maneuver space where the counterattack proves decisive. The unit staff synchronizes the unit's activities in time and maneuver space to mask the effects of the striking force at the right time and place by establishing decision points. The actions of the striking force are the echelon's main effort on its commitment. Information collection assets focus on tracking the enemy force's advance. The striking force commander continuously receives intelligence and information updates that allow that commander to adjust the counterattack to defeat the enemy. Once the enemy starts its attack, any forward deployed elements of the striking force withdraw to assembly areas or attack positions and prepare for their commitment. The defending commander launches the striking force in a counterattack when its offensive power is greater than the targeted attacking enemy force. Piecemeal commitment of the striking force in support of local objectives jeopardizes the success of the overall operation. The striking force must execute the counterattack rapidly and violently, employing all combat power necessary to ensure success. The striking force may be committed at a different time and area than anticipated. Thus, it must be able to respond to unexpected developments rapidly and decisively. Because the striking force normally attacks a moving enemy force, it generally assumes a formation with a covering force, an advance guard, a main body, and either a follow and support or a follow and assume force. The strike force commander designates flank responsibilities and may even allocate a force against a particularly vulnerable flank. The striking force takes advantage of obstacles, such as rivers or obstacle zones, to prevent the enemy from counterattacking the strike force. However, the striking force moves quickly and mitigates risk to its flanks, using speed and situational understanding to provide security. The striking force attacks in a formation that provides maximum combat power forward to destroy the enemy force. The striking force takes advantage of its mobility and firepower to seize the initiative by overwhelming the enemy force with swift strikes that cripple the enemy force's C2 system, disrupt attacking enemy formations, and destroy enemy combat systems. Units ensure that fire support and fixing force efforts capture the enemy force's attention and posture the enemy force for attack by the striking force. During the counterattack, the striking force commander may have one element of the striking force occupy support by fire positions to suppress the enemy force, while another striking force element prepares to assault the objective. Armored striker and light infantry forces may make this assault. Engineers should be well forward to enhance the mobility of the striking force. These lead engineers search for existing obstacles and clear routes within their capabilities. Follow-on engineers expand breaches, improve routes, and replace assault bridges with more permanent structures. Engineers with flank forces focus on counter-mobility to protect the striking force's flanks. Follow-through. Units use defensive actions to create the opportunity to transition to the offense. In a mobile defense, that transitional opportunity generally results from the success of the striking force's attack. Units exploit success and attempt to establish conditions for a pursuit or an exploitation based on the success of the striking force's attack. If the mobile defense is unsuccessful and the enemy force retains the initiative, units must either re-establish a defense or conduct retrograde operations.